Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always coming my DVD night. Always my pangbaon sa school. Always my init ang pagkain. Always my tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Dito sa West Auckland, Central Auckland. Of course, dito sa East Auckland and the southern part of Auckland. Hope all is well with everyone, Tito Oscar.
Sa buong mundo, sa panahon ng pagbibigay, greetings to our beloved Voice of God members. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Pasko nila ngayon. Christmas party ngayon ng Voice of God. Si Elsa, si Bernie, si Ellen, si Ness, si Veron, si Elsa, si Darius. Merry Christmas.
Ngayon ay Pasko, dapat masalamatan. Ngayon ay Pasko, tayo ay mag-awitan. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na naman muli. Tanging araw na ating pinagkatuloy. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na naman muli. Ang pag-ibig na kamay.
Wishes everyone a safe and blessed and joyous holiday in the next few weeks to come. As 2017 draws to a close and usher in a new year, we think of Christmas as a season of great joy because we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, the Holy Child Jesus, the reason for the season. Christmas is a time for remembering the events that transpired in our life and looking back to the happenings in our surroundings, happenings in the world, and hoping for the future. It is a time for reminiscing and looking forward, a time to build wonderful memories, a time to catch up and have fun with family and friends. So let us take time to slow down and enjoy the simple things that make us appreciate the love in our lives we can often take for granted. Let us make this wonderful time of the year touch our heart in a very special way. Let us make it an incredible time of giving and spending time with family that will bring us joy that lasts throughout the year. Pasko na! Pasko na!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offer for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offer for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami, si Tito Oscar
And Tita Miriam, medyo na traffic lang kami ng konti kaya hindi na override yung Christmas program natin. Ano? Anyway, we wish you had a very great time with family and friends during those very special holiday moments. And continue with some summer bonding with family and friends just before school starts, probably next week for some, for others the week after. So you must be looking forward to enjoying a day, an extra day to be relaxed, to ponder on what you are going to do for the next 11 months of the year. Wow, time flies so fast. I mean, it's nearly the end of January. And we haven't got enough time to look into our resolutions as such. But now, with God's grace, let us just leave the rest to Him. We do our best and let God do the rest. So here we are once again, Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on 104.6 Planet FM every Saturday night from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Welcome to the show once again.
Okay, maying hapon sa tanan ato magkaigsunan sa kanginan. Shout out to the Adiko Pinrose, dito ni Shane Robic, ni Henry McShane, ni Brian Posadas, o ang atong Pinrose Adiko Brands, ang headed by Colin, si Amy, the beautiful Amy, si Ollie, si Mano. Welcome to Pilipinas Mabuhay!
And yes, Tito Oscar, we have just concluded our 10-day celebrations in honor of Senor Santo Niño. Maraming salamat sa lahat na dumalo doon sa St. Patrick's Cathedral and sa North Sherman Center for the culmination of the celebrations. Wow, Tito Oscar, the devotion is growing from strength to strength and people are doubling up almost every year, Tito Oscar. The crowd inside the center was twice outside. There was just so many people, you know, coming in and out, picnicking outside, meeting friends and families they probably haven't met for a few months, and also meeting new friends, new acquaintances. So, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat sa pagdalo doon sa St. Patrick's Cathedral and North Sherman Center for our 10-day celebrations. Thank you so much to all benefactors, our patrons, and most of all to all devotees, families, and friends, and supporters. Sa lahat ng community dito, Oscar, who came together to once again celebrate a very successful Senor Santo Niño Fiesta and Sinulog celebration in New Zealand. Viva Senor Santo Niño, Pit Senor, and be blessed. Let us all be blessed by His loving presence in our hearts.
Oh,
love that song, Tito Oscar, and it gives me sort of life and energy and the desire to be active all the time, to live life to the fullest. And yes, 2018, how can I live my life this year? Living life to the fullest. The desire for fulfillment is universal. From the moment we are born, we recognize within ourselves an insatiable hunger for more of life. We try to grasp onto every experience, enjoy every relationship, and maximize every opportunity. Yet even as we strive to fill our lives to the brim with adventures, we do not seem to be fully satisfied. We don't have to look too far before we run into a myriad of quotes on the topic of living life to the fullest. Carpe diem translates from the Latin into seize the day. And it appears everywhere from graduation presents to planks. Living a full and satisfying life is at the top of our inborn priorities. And yet, it seems to be a goal that is impossible to reach completely. It is not a matter of chance that humans not only seek to survive, but actually thrive. This desire to live rather than simply exist is what separates us from animals. And it is one of the many ways in which God made human beings unique. We were created with the ability to feel emotions and the hunger to grow and learn because we were created by God in His own image. God is the creator, source, and definition of life, and it is these characteristics of Him that cause us to be creative and drive us to live, enjoy, and treasure life. So where is the disconnect, if we have to ask ourselves? If we were created by God Himself to live fulfilling lives, why do so many of us feel like we are running on empty? Why does it seem like most of the time religion hurts rather than helps the cause of a life fully lived? Though we were created by God to live lives that are rich and satisfying, they can only be made complete by a relationship with Him. The Bible says that He has made everything beautiful in His time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. God gave us many things which are pleasurable and which He made to enjoy. But their very sole purpose was only ever to point us towards Him. Without this relationship, every experience is dulled by being limited to itself. It no longer satisfies its original purpose, which is to point us towards the Creator who imagined it. He ingrained in our hearts the knowledge of a reality much greater than our temporal experience. When we expect to live completely fulfilling lives without God, we expect something of life that it was never designed to do. A life to the fullest is a life that is characterized by being in relationship with Jesus, because He Himself is a definition of life. The Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6 identifies Jesus as the life. It reads, "Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Christ is not only the life, but He is also the truth and the way in which we can have a fulfilling relationship with God, the way we were designed to. We cannot pick and choose which parts of Jesus we accept and which we don't. Just in the same way that we cannot choose to be in relationship with certain parts of any individual, we cannot live with Christ fully if we do not accept Him as the truth and the way, as well as the life. So, what does truth and way exactly mean to us? Accepting Christ as the truth and the way means appropriating Christ's ways as our own ways and recognizing Him as the source of all truth. This is not a popular choice. Instead, we naturally prefer to have control over our life and create our own definitions of right and wrong. This is very evident in the prominence of brokenness in our world, resulting from our poor choices. It is these choices that the Bible defines as sin. Sin, translated from the Greek, means missing the mark. God created us to have a full, satisfying life filled with His presence. We miss the mark when we live any other way than in unity with God. However, we are unable to experience this unity because we have chosen another path rather than God's. Sin is not a recent phenomenon. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, they chose their own version of life and thus sinned. They traded in the truth of God, His perfect mark, and instead bought into a lie of independent living that could never fulfill its false promise of freedom. As we see and experience now, this life apart from God turned out to be not life at all, but instead brokenness. It is similar to that of a child who desires the freedom to run into traffic. In their eyes, they are living more fully when they run freely. But the parent knows that this kind of full living results in death. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 explains this in spiritual terms. For the wages of sin is death, the wage we deserve for our choice to live outside of God's will for us is death, eternal separation from God and everything that is good. This is what is often understood as hell. However, these negative consequences affect our experience of life here on earth too, causing brokenness and, in a very real sense, spiritual death. And so, we have our world, a series of hit and runs, where we run freely to gain freedom, but end up paying with our entire lives. The life that Christ offers us is spiritual life. Christ's life allows us to be reunited with God, the Father who created our lives and desires to show us for what purposes He gave us these lives. It is here that we can leave behind empty lives of striving and instead experience satisfied lives that are full of purpose and meaning.
Ang bawat gawaan ko ay alay. Sa aking munting madalas
Western.
Man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he gets so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived. The 14th Dalai Lama. Those were the words. Do you feel like you're sleepwalking through life? Do you wish you had more freedom? Do you wish you had more adventure? Do you wish you had more time? Do you wish you had more love? Do you dread Monday mornings? Are you still trying to figure out how to live life to the fullest? If so, you are far from alone. The sad thing is that most people go through life having never really experienced what life has to offer. What we need to understand is that everything holding us to a life we don't want to live is a prison created by our own mind. That doesn't mean we can just wish ourselves into a new life, but What it means is that we can actively work towards living life to the fullest. The writer of Keep Inspiring Me, from where I have read this article, offers ideas that we can put into practice to make our life better. Some of these ideas we would have heard before. Some of them we may have already dismissed. Some of these ideas we will be able to put into practice straight away, but some of them might plant seed for ideas that you will put into practice in the future. And still others, we will spend our time, our lifetime, working towards. So the author of Keep Inspiring Me has suggested 45 ways to live life to the fullest, but I will just share with you a few of them. One of the ways says, ignore the things that you cannot or will not change. Change the things that you can. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Plan for the future, but live in the present moment. Live consciously. Overcome your fears. Improve your social skills. Do work you love. Follow your effort. Prepare to win. You don't always have to win anyway. Love your parents and cherish them. Don't confuse pleasure with happiness. Smile, for if you smile, you will be happier. Improve your posture. Find the time for what you want to do. Don't be jealous. Do not complain. Maintain an internal focus of control. Live for others. Set goals and write them down. And as with a new year, create a bucket list and start checking things off. So, we hope we could practice all or some of those to be able to live life to the fullest.
Ikaw ay may pangarap umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang kanitang mundo'y nagtungo ba unay pag-ibig mula sa mahal mong naiwanan? Di bakha sakaling matupad ang iyong hangarin sa iyong pagsisikap na ganap.
To Oscar, I have known and met so many of our Kababayans who have strong will and determination to attain a goal. They are good planners and, of course, great achievers. Ang galing ng Pinoy. So let us keep an eye or follow up our younger generations and guide them in such a way that they will follow the footsteps of those who have gone before them with strong will and determination to attain goals, good planning, and great achievements. Ang galing ng Pinoy, Tito Oscar. And Tito Oscar, hi and hello sa lahat nating mga tagapati. Tagapagtangkilik sa ating programang ito, Pilipinas Mabuhay. We do hope that you will be with us every Saturday night from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. And once again, thank you so much to everyone who has supported the devotions to Señor Santo Niño. 24 years has gone a long way, and it wouldn't reach this stage if it were not a joint effort of all the communities and all the devotees. So viva Señor Santo Niño, pit Señor Tito Oscar. God bless us all.
Oh, God bless us all. Pit Señor Santo Niño. Sa ako mga kigsuunan sa kahanginan, maayo kayong dagang salamat sa inyong tanan, sa inyong pagsuportar namo sa atong devotion sa Señor Santo Niño. Daghang salamat.
And yes, Tito Oscar, until next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM. Do be assured of our prayers, so we will think of you during the masses tomorrow, Sunday, Tito Oscar. It's a time for God. Yes, and we will keep our friends, our families, our supporters in our own prayers. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam on 104.6 Planet FM.
And your Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay!